We're all familiar with the gospel passage where Jesus and the apostles were at Caesarea Philippi, and Jesus asked the question, "Who do people say that I am?" And then he asked the apostles, "Who do you say that I am?" But let's take a look at that question a little bit differently and ask me who I am. The other day I was introduced into the 2019 movie called The Overcomer. And this is a movie about a 16-year-old girl who's very troubled and had been in a lot of trouble. And one day she was having a conversation with her mother, and the time was ripe. The time was just right for her mother to talk to her about Jesus. And she said, the mother said to the girl whose name was Hannah Scott, that if you give your life over to Jesus, he will be the peace that you experience, that he will clean your soul and your heart better than you can do yourself, and he will always take care of it. And so then there's a scene in the movie where Hannah walks into a room and there's three teachers sitting on one side and several of her classmates in the bleachers, and she comes in looking kind of perplexed. And one of the teachers says to her, "Are you okay, Hannah?" And Hannah just looks at the teacher and says, "Ask me who I am." The teacher doesn't say anything, so she says again, "Ask me who I am." And Hannah responds, "I am created by God. He designed me, so I'm not a mistake. His son died for me so that I can be forgiven. He picked me to be his own, so I am chosen. He redeemed me so that I am wanted. He showed me grace just so I can be saved. So I don't wonder anymore, Coach Harrison. I am a child of God. I just wanted you to know." And with that, she left the scene, and of course, there's that picture of amazement on people's faces, wondering what she said. But as she said, "Jesus died for me, so I am forgiven." That great act of mercy that she experienced and that God wants all of us to experience. And so we know that Jesus took on our humanity so that he could then join us back to his divinity, bring us all back to God. And he did that in two ways. Last weekend, he gave us the priesthood and the Holy Eucharist. But this weekend in the gospel, he gives us the sacrament of penance or reconciliation, because he knows that we are troubled, that we will fall again. We will be tempted. We may not always follow God's ways. So he wants us to be peaceful. He wants us to forgive our sins. He wants us to be in communion with him. And so today we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. And this commission was given to St. Faustina in the 1930s between World War I and World War II. And Jesus commissioned Sister St. Faustina to make the Sunday after Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday, to venerate the image that we see in front of the altar of his Divine Mercy picture and to share mercy with everyone that we come in contact with. He also wants us to trust in him, to repent, to go to confession and receive him in Holy Communion. But why the Sunday after Easter? And as Father mentioned last week, we have a full week of celebrating Easter Sunday. The celebration is so great in the church that it cannot be contained or held within one day. So we have that octave or 8 days, and today is the conclusion of that octave of Easter. But it's the eighth day because the Jews believe that the eighth day represented eternity, and that's what Jesus wants for us, to be with him for all eternity. So he gave St. Faustina this message to go out and tell the rest of the world. And although there was some controversy, it was in 2000 of the year of Divine Mercy that St. Pope John Paul II commissioned that this Sunday be a feast of Divine Mercy. And so ever since then, we've been celebrating that feast. And what does it mean to have mercy? It means that we're compassionate in the treatment of other people, that we forgive others. But most of all, it comes from the Latin word meaning or mercies, which says price paid. Jesus paid the price for our sins. He paid a price that he did not owe, because we owe a debt that we could not pay. And so that's the reason that Jesus is inviting us to the Divine Mercy Sunday, so that we will share in the devotion this afternoon at 2:30 to 4 o'clock at St. Joseph's Oratory, is the devotion to the Divine Mercy, that we will take in that mercy of God, that we will receive the mercy of God that he wants us to have. And so we celebrate today, but it doesn't end today. That's what he wants us to do all of our lives. And so we go ahead and prepare our hearts and minds and souls by sitting quietly with Jesus, by praying to Jesus, by offering and saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, so that we will then become closer to our Divine Lord. And as Jesus said and invites us to accept his mercy, as he said through Hannah Scott, "I just wanted you to know."